you're already an important part of this defensive rotation. Does it amplify this week, considering the way they run their offense, and you guys knowing you're probably going to have fresh bodies, you know, at the ready?
Not really. It's just managing the tempo. I mean, they're a fast offense. They like to get a lot of plays off. You know, they don't have like to have a lot of time possessions, but, you know, it's just we did a good job preparing this week, you know, practicing for the tempo, and it's just really just managing the game and just getting the call out and then just settling down the defense.
Do some challenges stand out more than others? And not to say that, you know, anything is more special than the other, but, you know, when you got a chance to, I guess, pick up a Darren Sproles, does that kind of, you know, jump out to you and say, okay, you know, I got to be a little bit more on my P's and Q's this week? Or
No, not at all. I mean, any running backs, you know, you go up against or any particular opponent you go up against, you always got to be on your toes and be ready to go. You know, obviously Sproles is a good back. You know, he's very quick, and you just got to rely on your technique.
He's a guy that you guys also have to pay special attention to, obviously, in the kicking game. What about that part of it? A lot of it has to do with, you know, the punting, but a lot of it has to do with the coverage also.
Yeah, it's just, you know, snap, punt, hang time, and then just give him population to the ball and make him run in a phone booth.
Does it help, I guess, knowing his tendencies, having played with him?
Yes and no. Obviously, playing with him, I know what he likes to do. But, you know, just watching film, you know, you don't have to play with him to watch film and see what he likes to do. You know, he's a quick, short burst guy. You know, he can hurt you in an instant.